Blog Talk Radio.
If I ain't your partner,
why the fuck these niggas wanna go against the grain? Why the fuck these niggas wanna drag a nigga name? True story. I know some niggas who hurt me.
They hurt me.
A couple bitches who hurt me.
They hurt me.
The jury don't want me to make it. The DA, I know that he working.
Oh, he working.
Prosecutors wanna help me.
What?
I'm hoping they don't do me dirty.
Do me dirty.
This 40, I got that bitch dirty. Shoot on go, he shoot perfect.
I keep 100 on me. After what they done to bleed. The same ones who put them to sleep. We all used to be in the cheap. How could you do me so dirty? How could you wait till I leave? It's like you was hating on her. So now you gon' die up in three. I got accused of some murders and battles, so I did some time in the pen. Struck so motherfucking body again. Niggas ain't silent, nigga. Shit got fucked up, nigga got fucked up. Now my baby mom on the stand raising a motherfucking head.
Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you.
Y'all heard the song. All I'm going to do is open the show up. We got a special guest that wanted the show tonight. So he had something to get off his chest. He said he might kick me in the ass and everybody else in the ass, but we built for this shit, and I respect him for whatever he says and whatever he do. We'll fight with it when we need to fight with it. With that being said, 803-1290, you got the flow by yourself right now.
Well, that's good, dog. I appreciate you having this show. I know there's a lot of backline conversations going on with a lot of misinforming information. And it was going to be cool, but my whole thing was I'm tired of everybody calling on the back line or DMs or text messages saying this and that, and I'm explaining it to 100 different people, and I don't like throwing nobody under the bus. It ain't about that. It's just whatever's right is right, whatever's wrong is wrong, whether or not it's in my favor or not. It ain't always been in my favor. Sometimes it is, it's not, so I got to understand it. But what I'm trying to get at is I just want to address a few situations because it makes certain people who do good shit like it looks bad. And that ain't what I want to do. One, for example, is Rock, you know what I'm saying, his birthday bash, you know, I don't believe nobody left there and said that it was no false advertisement or somebody didn't get paid what they're supposed to get paid or whatever the case may be, all the shootouts, this, that, and the third. Now, that's number one. Number two, I done had people call me from all over the world saying, you know, people calling around saying we shitting people out of money or we asking for our money back, shit like that, as far as the other people. And to be honest with you, I didn't got here. I ain't slept last night, working on the car. And I'm taking it out and answering questions. I just felt like, fuck it, I got time today. So now that everything is cool, the car getting worked on, I'm fine with moving forward with addressing this situation. And I need some replicable people, good, bad, or ugly, to give me honest, real opinions. And opinion is cool, but then I'm going to get to what I feel like is factual. So that's what this is about, dog. I appreciate it. I know your Cash App should have been in the ring because you on here. I ain't got no problem with that because tomorrow, it ain't stopped. Tomorrow going to carry on as well. But that being said, that's pretty much what I got going. I can go ahead and just address the situation as follows. Matter of fact, hold on. I got a guest on here as well because I don't want to say nobody doing this and that. Dog, I got you on. Rock, you on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I want to make sure you're here, too, because I don't want nobody to say I'm kicking nobody in the nuts or talking bad about nobody either. Dog, is Mike Hill on?
Let me see. I don't know. Let me look at. Yeah, Mike just hit the one button. Yeah, you want him on? All
right. Yeah, I want Mike to come to the table, please, if you don't mind. Is Jamie okay. on or any
Mike, recommendation? Mike. I think Jamie, I called Jamie. Jamie is at a car show or doing something. He said he, I don't know if he on or not. But Mike is open. He's on.
Well, I'm talking to Mike, I appreciate if you could try to call Jamie and tell him step away from his goddamn car show. He ain't got but some paint down there. Any fucking way. This is
okay.
Yeah, I care about the name.
All right.
Fucking shit.
All right. I'll call him.
And then I want you to do one more thing. Can you get Oscar? I don't want to talk to nobody but the people. With them. Can you get Oscar on from Jesse James?
Hold on. You got me. I ain't got no secretary with him. Now, I don't think I got Oscar number.
I got what?
Okay. Somebody send me Oscar number. I don't have Oscar number. I got Allen number, but I ain't got Oscar number. Hold on a minute. Let me see who this is. Hold on just a second. Kid, I don't think they want y'all on right now. I think Mario got some serious business to take care of right now.
It ain't nothing personal. I just want to get to the facts because, unlike most people, I'm one of the people that I grew up caring about what people say about your name. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mind if somebody say something about me if it's true, but don't lie on me.
Mario, you hear me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, go ahead. Y'all talk. Jamie, I'm getting Jamie on. Hold on a minute.
Somebody calling me now.
Arthur's on Ricky phone. Hold on. Let me get who this is. 214-3756. Who we got? 214-3756. Who we got? Hello?
Hey, it's me. Hey, hello?
Yeah, who this?
Can you hear me? Oscar.
Yeah, who is this? Oh, this Oscar. Okay.
Oscar.
This Oscar. He on Mario.
All right. We got Mike on. We got Oscar on.
I got
it.
Let me get Jamie. I can get Jamie. I told him I was going to call. Let me get Jamie.
Yeah. Tell Jamie if I'm going to ask her, he might be out there selling shit at the fair. I got him going from being grudge racing skills, and now he out there being car show king with a race car. He can't stand one more.
Oh,
God damn
it. I mean, he lost, so, the only thing is the car show now.
Hey, I got the man at car show.
Jamie is on.
Jamie, put your phone on mute, Jamie. Yeah.
Okay.
But, Jamie, I want you on here to listen real quick.
Okay.
All right.
Let me go on mute.
All right, go ahead. All right, so pretty much Rock Dog and all the people in agreement. I just want to say this to all the calls that I got, people from different places and from all the way from Detroit to Texas and damn California, look like calling. Oscar, if you don't mind, I'm not putting you out. I mean, you're on your own, man. I'm not putting you on the spot. I just want you to agree to something. Mike Hill, when you came to me, did you not tell me under the impression when you came to me, because I didn't talk to nobody else, I got to call a spade a spade. You came to my trailer, and you said, homie, we run
hey, hold on. Whoever got the roll noise, mute your phone. Hey, whoever got the roll noise, mute your phone so we can hear. Then when you got to talk, just come off mute. Mute your phone, whoever got the roll noise. Mute your phone, please. All right, go ahead.
All right, so, Mike, pretty much you rolled to me on the scooter. You rolled to me on the scooter after we had the drivers meet at Rock Trailer and agreed that you said, homie, everybody agreed to 3,000, and it's locked in. Before the pass is moved, you don't like your pass or whatever, we lose, correct?
Right.
Okay, but you told me you hadn't spoke to everybody else, and all other parties agreed to that, right?
Right.
Okay, now, I don't want nobody thinking I wouldn't ask for nothing or took nothing from nobody or was petty about the money being lost. And, Oscar, I'm not saying you are. I'm not saying you wasn't because you did give the money back. But to the everybody with all the backline conversations and the ones who thought that, I guess, we took something or it wasn't the case. Now, Oscar, I want you to be able to speak about it because did you not agree to the 3,000?
All right, look, he talked to me and Jesse, and I can let Jesse address that here with me. He thought when we were there when he came up to us and said that the same thing he told you, but the same thing he told us. But I'm going to let Jesse go ahead and address
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Right, yeah,
I was confused about the whole situation from the get-go, win the trade and stuff like that. We're getting ready. Everybody, we went to go make sure they're going to race. All right, we're going to race. All right, that means we're going to, they kept going back and forth 3-5, which I didn't know about 3-5 until after until I got to the race. So I went, we drove 20 hours, so 5,000 what we're going for, minimum. All right, let's go. So then Mike comes to the trailer. He's talking to Oscar. I was like, hey, come here. They want to do it for 3,000. I was like, hey, man, we locked. Or he said, no, he said 25. And then when I walked up, he was like, they said at least 3,000. I was like, man, I came for 5. The 5's already in there. And he was like, but the other three cars already agreed, what do you want to do? And I was like, they agreed to 3,000? I was like, what's $2,000 more? Like, that's, we came 20 hours. You know, we came to win. 5,000 seems like, you know, normal bet. You know, it's not a lot of money or a little bit of money. It just, to me, it's normal. That's what we came for. That's what we all agreed on. Like, we want to put on a show. We want to have some fun. That's what we were thinking. And then he was like, well, the other three agreed to it. What are you thinking? I was like, man. And I was like, just get on up there. Let's go. I didn't say, I'm doing it. I said, come on, let's go. I just was frustrated. But I hadn't talked to Mario and I hadn't talked to anybody else. Nobody said me nothing. I'm just kind of like, all right, let's get on up there. And that's kind of where I ended up at.
Okay.
And then nobody said nothing out there. And then I waited for bets. Nobody wanted a bet.
And then where the confusion comes in, Mario, not about the 3 or the 5 or the 2 that goes back. You know what I'm saying? Where the confusion comes in is that we had a driver's meeting that was bullshit because nothing came out of it at Rock's trailer. Then we had shakedowns at 7, right? Or we had another driver's meeting at 7 just to pull, you know, who was going to draw first and who we had. And nothing was still not agreed upon there on the money, which I think should have been agreed on already there. Then, you know, you got everybody makes shakedowns, whether it was a shakedown or not a shakedown, regardless. I feel like that money should have already been talked for, right? Then after the shakedowns, you know, Mike comes up and says that, where he's like 25, but, you know, you guys, like I said, I don't know about what y'all talked about when we came over here, but from what I heard was just, minimum 3,000, you know, max 5, whatever we agree on. We agreed on 5 before we even came over here. Everybody already put the 5, right? So now I feel like you guys maybe didn't like what y'all saw, maybe didn't like what y'all saw from us, whether we want it or not, man. That's not, we came over here to race, you know? And then all of a sudden now it's not two funky ass $1,000. You know what I'm saying to everybody?
Which it should be, right? That's true.
Because 2 grand ain't shit, but I understand that. I understand that 3,000. That's what we agreed on. Okay, but hold on. Mike said, and this is what Mike said when he came to me. He said, all right, 3,000. We don't got to worry about those $2,000. Let Dog hold them. We'll get the money after. Why not go get your money, Dog? Like, what was that whole point of giving up the 5? You know. And nobody told Dog anything. When I went to go get the money from Dog and Rock and Dog were there, they said, that's your money. This money dead. I said, money dead, Dog? He said, yeah, they didn't tell me nothing.
Okay, good. Good point. Now, I'm glad you said what you just said, right? So let me touch on 2 things. Now, one thing about me, I must be honest. I've always known y'all to be stand-up guys. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. I don't believe nobody on here hurting about the money. No, I don't think the $2,000 is going to make or break.
Yeah,
No. But listen to what I'm saying. I don't think $2,000 is going to make or break any of the 4 teams that was involved. However, let me say this because I'm a factual person. I have a group message between all 4 of us. Now, when I say us, I don't know if it's your number, who number's on there, because I never asked that. It was a representative of your team. You got what I'm saying? The text message from the start, which was dated a month ago when we talked about it, it said 2,500 to 5,000, and we all agree upon it. This is not factual. I don't know if you rolled 20 hours. I don't know if you got the message, but the good thing about me is it's factual. I can forward it to you.
Yeah,
all parties agree.
I can hear you on that message, but when we had the meeting in Rock's trailer that day, we said 3 to 5. I'm only saying off the message of what I've heard. I've not seen anything. So now when I spoke to you when we were there, when we all spoke, it was me, you know, all of us were there. Sweetness was there, Mike Hill was there, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was there. Trigger Man was there.
Well, I'm not just making this about you now. Listen to what I'm saying. I don't want you to feel like I'm calling, making this about you all, because I'm not. I'm making it because of the backline conversations. And me personally, Jamie or Mike and them might not care, but I care because it's a lot, because it also been other little shit thrown up. Like you said, dogs been brought into it. But here's my thing.
Also, Mario, when I told you about the $2,000, I was like, hey, man, dogs, you came to my trailer, right? You came to my trailer and you said, hey, man, well, yeah, okay. I said, you know what? Bring Rock and bring Dog, and let's get all this situated. Let's just get in the trailer and we'll get it situated. You're going to follow them. Like you said, that money, it wasn't about the money, man.
Rock, ain't nobody said you did nothing wrong. This all I'm saying. I don't want after the fact, and I'm not going to make this whole thing long. I don't want after the fact to make it seem like because whoever won. What I'm saying to everyone is, and Oscar, you can attest to this, never one time in Rock, you was there, Dog was there. I told y'all from the start, I'm fine with whatever the other three people agree on. That's why when Mike came to me, it wasn't a question. I told you that my five been up just like everybody's five was up. But people did have problems, and the problem came in is the only discrepancy that made the five an issue is when we said, when y'all said some people wanted $1,000 deposit that was sent in, some people wanted that to be a deposit if their car broke, if they didn't like what they saw, if they didn't make the race, they only wanted to lose $1,000. We all said, well, Rock felt like that was not fair for him putting up what he agreed to put up, and somebody who just don't like what the next car looked like and only lose $1,000. And that's when we left my head and we said we'll come back and agree at 7 to how much of it is locked in. We never met together. We never met together as a whole no more. I just went off what was came and told to me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, so
I was at my peak. So I'm fine with it.
So I know you. Yeah, so I know you straight. Everyone's straight. So whenever you got there, everybody got, not just you, everyone got there. The money was in hand already. All right, man, you know what? I don't even know what the confusion was. I don't even care. Yeah, we had some fun. Let's get out of here. Whatever. So what I'm saying is, we were supposed to agree there. We're going to agree at 7. We also met up at 7. Now some people needed to make some shakes. And then at that, you were fine with 5,000. Jamie was fine with 5,000. I was down with 5,000. We all bet all different amounts, but we were all kind of fine with it. The only one that needed and wasn't sure about the deposit was
Sweetness,
right? So he was like, but then he was going to make a shake and he was going to let us know in 30 minutes, but he also didn't say he wanted to run for less or if he did or didn't. We all, three of the four of us, are in the $5,000 range, and that's where we're at because we want to lock it all up just because of the deposit question. Only one car had a deposit question. I didn't care if we locked up 1,000 or 2,500. We're all on the same page.
I don't want to make this. I got you. I don't want to make this drawn out. The only problem with it is that anybody who put their money up, they have the same voice and opinion because it's their money. You understand what I'm saying? And we was in a situation where I felt like majority rule. It was an equal vote. If three people went with it, the last man had to go with it. And I think we were a product of that based upon how it went. I'm not tripping about that.
You did what was right.
I just want to say to everybody, you did when we came over there. You went right in your pocket. You handed everybody their $2,000 back. No problem. Right?
Cool. Yeah, cause it,
now, let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you one question. You said Mike told you that the other three drivers already had agreed.
Mike pulled up on the scooter. He said, big homie, we're going for $3,000. It's locked. I said, cool. Am I right, Mike?
Yeah, I came to Mario first, and then I came to Mario first, then I went to Jamie, then I went to y'all, and I went back to Mario. I said, Mario, everybody at 3,000 is what I did.
Did I ask you for any of my money back then, Mike?
No, because I mean, when we left, Oscar knew, like, we basically stated, whoever win, whichever car win, just owe everybody back $2,000. him right now.
Okay, we're cool with that.
I'm not cool with it. I am cool with it. Obviously, I gave the money back. I'm not worried about it. I want everybody to be fine. We'll race the next one for whatever, right? But this is where the miscommunication is at. Mike cannot come to me and say three guys agreed on 3,000, like they're ready to go. What do you want to do? And then I'm not good with it. But then he goes back to you and says the other guys agreed on 3,000. That's kind of manipulating me to bet 3,000 because I think you already bet the 3,000. But I know you wanted to bet 5, and I know Jamie wanted to bet 5. That's where the miscommunication was. And I got upset. I was like, man, I wanted to run for 5. I didn't really agree with 3. Let's just get on.
Well,
up
I don't know that. Jamie's on mute. Hold on. Like I told you, I'm a factual person. Jamie got a voice. Jamie, did you want to run for 5?
Yeah, Mario, I'm on. Like I had a lot of noise, but I'm on. I'm listening. You know what I mean? And like I say,
but did you want to run? That's just a question. I want to be square right now. This show right now is only factual.
Yes, I wanted to run for 5, but I, like I said, in the driver's meeting with everybody else, I said I will run for 5. I have no problem with that, or I don't have a problem with running for 2,500, 3,000, or 5,000. Whichever one everybody want to do, my team is cool with that. So, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Let me say my little part. As far as any intake on the money side of it, all I did was agree to whatever, which Mike is right. If he's winning that order, he came to me. I said, Mike, I'll do 25, 3,000, 5, it don't matter. He said, you cool with 25? I said, yes. He came back and said, 3,000, that's what we're running for. And then I can't remember if it was Mario or Mike, but they say whoever wins, they'll give the money back. And that was it. I had no other input.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Like I said,
it wasn't
Mike,
me. But that's fine.
Right. Okay, was Mike? Well, and I know whatever Mike say,
I stamped on it.
Do no
yeah, yeah, he
stuff,
stamped.
Whatever Mike
yeah,
said,
yeah, it's
that's what I went with. So we
okay,
left
cool.
It at, you
real
know
quick.
We left it at that.
All right, stop. Real quick. Now, everybody's fine. We understand how we got to that point, whether or not somebody did or not. I'm not going to dwell on that long. I just wanted to touch on that point. Thank y'all. Real quick, honest people, the one that listen. The one can make your own conclusion. Now, here's my next question I want to ask, right? Jesse, prime example, right? What did you do that I didn't do?
What do you mean? Like, what did...
I'm fine with you going back to Texas, right? But what I'm not fine with, just being honest, I'm not fine with you saying you won the shootout. I don't like being a loser on nothing. My question to you is, what did you do that I did not do?
It's
just a question. No, bro, listen.
It's because I want to finish up to make sure that everybody's on a good note and how the miscommunication may be finalized, at least for my part. Is that and then we can get to the racing part on the next one and what happens.
Okay, well, go ahead.
My thing is that there's 4 people involved, me, you, and the other 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jamie's fine to race for whatever. Mike Hill is fine to race for his amount. When he comes and talks to me, and you are saying if the other 3 agree, you'll do that, right? So if I... not happy with it and didn't agree, there's no way that Mike Hill can say that the other 3 agreed and said they're running for 3,000 because I was not okay with it. So that's where all this miscommunication came in, because I'm like, I'll talk to you, we'll talk about it, because every time we ask about it, nobody knows. That's where our confusion came in. And then since we saw the communication and I saw where that miscommunication came from, because you were told 3 cars agreed, there's no way 3 cars can agree when I didn't agree, and you know what I mean. So it's like it kind of got moved this way. I don't understand why. It was like $2,000 to be a bigger pot for everyone. It cost me $10,000 to get there. You know, it's 20 hours. You know, we come to win and have some fun. That's it. You know, so I'm confused, but that's kind of, I think, on my take on it, how that miscommunication came to be. And I didn't fight anybody on it. I wouldn't. In the trailer, I told Jamie, he's like, hey, look, hey, don't,
The money's right here. Oscar showed him the money's right here. We're not going to be fighting for $2,000. I'm not going to lose.
The money was already out before even all that argument started with Jamie and them. Which I understand. That's a different problem, though, Trigger.
Listen. I got to say somebody since y'all brought it up. You understand what I'm saying? If y'all hadn't never brought it up, I wasn't going to elaborate on it. But this is where a lot of miscommunication come in at, when a lot of people don't even know where the shit starts from. You understand what I'm saying? Now, Oscar, you know I ain't got no problem with you, ain't got no problem with Jess. You know what I'm saying? But Allen is the problem. You understand what I'm saying? Now,
Hold, Jamie, do me a favor, Jamie. Please, do me a favor, Jamie. We're going to save that. Hold on one question. We're going to save that for me. No, hold on, y'all. Just for me, I don't want to get into that real quick. We can do all this. Just let me get out of this because other people aren't.
Mario.
Yeah.
It needs to be cleared up because, like, sitting back listening, it sounds
like. No, we
like,
can clear that up.
Like hold on. He sounds like he's confused and thinking, like, I suggested everybody 3,000. No, Mike just rolled around to everybody to make sure everybody was on the same page of what we were doing and how we were doing it.
But let me give you a better example, Mike. Regardless of what anybody wanted to bet, me, you, anybody else, this is what I know we all can agree on. Oscar, no matter how much money Oscar got, don't got, whatever, I understand Oscar's straight-up person. He would not have went in his pocket and handed back $6,000 if he did not feel like he didn't have any knowledge of that. That's my point. So we can pretty much 86 it. Granted, do we know that Oscar came here with the impression that he was ready to run for five and he wanted to bet his five? No question in my mind about that. Jamie just said he was fine with five. Jamie also said he's fine with 25 to 3,000. Me, I told y'all from the start, whatever everybody's agree on, I'm cool with it because not only because of us, it was because of the man show who it advertised us. He did what it took to get everybody there. His money was not short. He put on what he was supposed to. It was paid. That was only fair to him. Now, I do feel like that maybe the 5 to 3 made the other people that maybe was not 100% with their car or maybe chasing an issue, whatever the case may be, I think that made them say, fuck it, let's move forward. Yes, you can.
Can I stop you for a second right there? Okay.
Yes.
The five, like you said, the five wasn't the issue. I don't think the five would be an issue for any camp. Two extra thousand, and it's going to make or break any camp. We came in with the impression we're five. Mike came up and said they had issues, right? That
Correct.
Was the issue of not going for the five. The five was already put up. The five was
Correct.
In the pot. Brock came
Correct.
Up to us, too, and said, you know what? The five is it's locked. It's going to be dead. And then he came back and said, you know what? We can't. Yeah, the five, what about if one of y'all get hurt? And I agreed on that. Like, yeah, what if you go out there and do a shakedown and your car messes up, you know, it would be unfair for you to lose $5,000 just like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you're a fair man and you did agree on that.
Yeah, I did agree on that. But the five was put up already. Now,
but that was
because
of Rock doing.
Like,
But listen, let me say that. The five was not put up as a whole. Rock is on here. I don't know about y'all. If y'all met up together to put it up, Rock came up to me, which we was pitted right behind each other. He said, hey, man, I need to go and get the rest of that money because I want to go and get it out the way now and give it to dog. I went in. I mean, he followed me. I hand him the remaining $4,000, which made five.
So did we.
But this was at about 2:30, 3 o'clock. This was before
exactly.
no meetings. We had not talked about nothing. Okay.
We didn't even talk about nothing either. We had already gave
there
the
you
money
go.
At 2 o'clock.
Hold on. There you go. That's, and I'm just saying this because, like I said, I'm for right. I don't want to give no misleading situations. We didn't gather as a group and say, okay, y'all, here go everybody five. We'll see you at 7 o'clock. We did not do
that.
That's where
the last
communication
was.
There you go.
What it was to me, the way it was to me, it was like people were trying to chase something and see something before it was okay for the five. Then they say it's three, but the five's already put up. All this happened, right? And then now mm-hmm. it comes back to where, oh, you know what? You know, it's only three. Nobody really agreed to it at the end, bro. Like, yes, we all agreed and we talked about it for a sec, but not all four of us met up. And then why have Dog owed the money? He's a DP man, right?
Well, no,
he
because
has, like,
actually,
he's a mediator.
No,
he wants him there.
Let me say this about Dog now. Dog is a hired official for that event. When I say that, meaning we didn't send our deposit to Dog from the start. We sent our deposit to Rock. Rock hired Dog to run the event of the order.
So he's a representative of Rock. Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so he is working for Rock, taking care of that for him because he a busy man. He got too much stuff going on at his event. And he's also racing.
So that makes him
a representative of Rock taking care of our situation, which I feel like he should have been in the middle of all that and known. Because if he would have known, he would have never handed me $30,000, bro. Hold on. Look, all that was just miscommunication with all. And what makes me feel a little different about it is because, like I said, it's not about the 2,000. It's not. What makes me feel a little different about it is like maybe y'all, you know, maybe not you, maybe not Mike, maybe not Jamie. You know?
Right. Well, here's what I'm saying. The problem
it shouldn't be like that. Here's what I'm saying, Oscar.
I'm just being reasonable. But why
come back down to 3 when the 5 were already put up? You didn't see something you didn't like.
See, Oscar, here's the problem with what we got at where we sitting at right now. Here's the problem where we at right now. That could have been spoke upon when he came to you and said, "Hey, we gonna run for 3."
Because he said, "Y'all,
Just hear me out. I didn't come to you. Nobody came to you. We didn't meet as a group. What I'm saying is the voice and the opinion.
Yeah, because the 2 times we did, nothing came about it.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you is, regardless of how we got here, we got there by everybody agreeing on something mutual. So that the first 2 times that we met up and nothing was agreed upon, however you look at it, this sounds like the only thing that was agreed upon.
That's already said and done. We gave the money, but that's said and done. What I'm trying to do is that it was wrong. It wasn't the right way.
But you had the right to say that.
Come on, man.
That's all I'm saying, bro. No, listen. What I'm saying to you is when Mike came to you,
I'm not good for 3,000. Yeah. I was upset. I was like, man, get up there because we all agreed on 5 already. You know what I mean? So I don't know what was. And I only gave the money back, not because I agreed to 3. I didn't want no confusion. I didn't need no ish. People coming to my trailer fighting me for $2,000 or getting upset.
Yeah, it wasn't nobody.
I know y'all not gonna fight, but I know, I don't want to. I'm not going to make it look like I'm trying to take money that's not mine. You know what I mean? I can't bet.
Okay.
I don't
I'm
want
glad
that
you feel that way.
I can't bet. I don't want communication on my name.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, I got to say this because of what he keeps saying. Hey, Jesse and Oscar. I got to say this because I was the only one came over there raising hell. It wasn't towards y'all, meaning Jesse and Oscar. You know what I'm saying? Because Mario first had and came to me and say, "Hey, did you get your 2,000 back? Hell, y'all beat us so goddamn bad. I forgot about the 2,000. You see what I'm saying? And when Mario walked over there, you know what I'm saying? Me and Mike Hill were standing beside each other, and then Mario called Mike Hill, and then that's when we both walked over there. Okay, Oscar, Jesse, you got your crew, which is Alan. He was on the phone talking to somebody about we come over there to get $2,000 back, which that's what was agreed upon. And when I walked around the trailer, I caught him with my name in his mouth about coming to get $2,000. So you're right. It wasn't a fact about we coming to take $2,000. I was coming to get $2,000 that we agreed upon, you know, that everybody agreed upon what I was told. You see what I'm saying? When I did come over there to first argue, it was because of what the hell Alan had to say when he was hiding behind the trailer talking to somebody on the phone, which, Oscar, you didn't know that. Jesse, you didn't know that. When me and Mike walked around the corner, I heard him. He had already called Mario's name, and then my name was next. And he called my name, and that's what made me raise hell, like we was coming over there to take something. We all came over there to get, you know what I'm saying, our money back from whoever had won what we agreed upon. You see what I'm saying? I just want to clear that up from the part about y'all saying about.
Trigger Man, whose job was that? Whose job was that?
Whose job was what?
The money.
What I'm saying was, I was coming to get my money. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. But whose job?
But I'm asking you, asking me whose job was what?
Whose representative was handling the money? Whose job was that y'all didn't tell? That nobody told. Obviously, y'all told us.
Hold on, listen.
Because none of this would have ever happened, bro. None of this would
have
ever happened.
I gave my money to Rock.
Okay. And Rock had a representative to take care of all that. And I'm not blaming Willie.
Let me tell you this right here, Oscar. Let me tell you this right here. Let me tell you this right here. It ain't his job to tell him because we handed our money to Rock. If you want to get technical like that, at the end of the day, we handed our money to Rock. But listen, time out. You doing the same thing that you're telling us to do. You telling us that, oh, it ain't my fault because Dog handed me the money. Why didn't you say something to Dog? But we can say, well, it wasn't our place.
Listen.
Okay, let me ask you something. At what point did you give your money to Dog?
Like,
just answer that question for me.
To Rock. Time out.
Hold. I can't talk and you can talk. You want me to say that Dog is a representation of Rock, so Dog told you that the money was dead, but you never gave Dog your – okay, listen. You never gave Dog your money. So at the end of the day, how can he determine what you do with your money that you didn't even give to him? How can you act
–
if you go
to
the medical – if you
stand
for
us – was there because Rock was there too, bro. It was both of them, Dog. Let me ask you one question. It's not about the money. Great. Time out.
Real good question. You just said something. It ain't about the money. It's how it was handled. Let me switch over to something real quick. Can you answer my original question real quick? What did you do that I did not do?
So this was a shootout, or were these grudge races?
Shootout? What you mean? It's a shootout.
Okay, so I've been we've already been in three shootouts, right? And if I can't make it to the final race, if I can't make it to the final race, you're asking me if you win and I win, how can you call yourself win? When we ran Jamie the first time and he had a flat and he couldn't make the final race after so many cars, everybody working. What did Jamie do that I didn't? It was a shootout, right? He didn't make it to the final, just like when we blew the motor and we raced him. We didn't make it. We can't make it the next day. I won't advance to the next round. It wasn't a grudge race.
No problem.
It was a shootout. You couldn't make it to the next one? I'll race you. And if you had the car ready next week, you know I'm down to race. I'll race you when I didn't even know your car the last time.
Okay, so, listen. That's perfect. Well, let me ask you this. Can I ask you something? When I was getting my car off the ground to go tape up my front end to come back around, what time was I supposed to be up there to make the call?
You were not taping it up, bro.
Okay, time out. Okay, just listen to me. I'm not trying to get technical because you've been technical for 35 minutes.
Okay, so
you understand where I'm coming from? Okay, listen. It's cool. You've been technical for 35 minutes. You just made you like you said, you've been in shootouts, but Jamie's tire was flat. When they called for Jamie to come up, he couldn't make the call. Now just hold off 1 second for me. Hey Rock, are you on here?
Yeah, I'm on.
What time did you call for the final?
They got disconnected from the truck and I can't hear nothing.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, you on?
Hello?
Yeah, are you on?
Yeah, there it goes. I can hear you far away.
Okay, I'm the same place. I don't know why you. I mean, I'm the same place. Everybody can hear me the same.
You're good.
Okay, so Dog, let me ask you a question, right? I can ask you and Rock because this is y'all. Matter of fact, before I even actually,
why didn't any other cars go down after my wreck?
You asking me?
Jimmy said it would.
Jimmy
said it would take an hour and a half to clean the track, and it was 11:30 at that point. And he said it's gonna be 1 o'clock, Rob. So the owner said that we needed, you know, that it was just gonna take too long and be too late to run any more cars. So they decided to, you know, pretty much tell me I had to close. You know what I'm saying? Because it was gonna take too long to clean it up.
So what time was I supposed to be in the lanes? Hello?
Are y'all asking me?
Could nobody?
Are y'all asking me?
Yeah.
Now, if you want to keep it real. The reason they did that now, they already know that you couldn't make the next call because your car was wrecked.
Listen to me. I watched Justin Schwarzstrom run his car in no prep, right? I watched him tear that son of a bitch up. He had an hour and 45 minutes to make the call. They had 19 people over there and 20 rolls of duct tape. He had a broke A-arm, wheel laid down. They had somebody over there with a welder. My question to you, dog, let me say, who do shootouts? Dog, can you call Big Jake? Is Big Jake on here? I want somebody from Texas. I want to ask a man with old promoters. Is Big Jake on? What
Big
about Phil?
On the phone.
Is Phil on?
Big Jake on the phone. Big Jake, hit the one button. Yeah, he on here. Hit the one button.
Okay, well, he might not want to come on. Phil, is what about Phil on here?
Hold on, Big Jake. Hold on, Big Jake is on.
Big Jake.
Yo.
Hey, I don't know. You been on the whole time listening?
I've been listening.
Let me ask you a question. What did Jesse James do? And yo, I don't want you to be biased. I just want to tell the truth. What did Jesse James do that I didn't do?
I mean, as far as just the race itself, I mean, y'all pretty much did the same, you know.
Did I lose?
Y'all won.
He won his round, right?
Yeah, absolutely won.
Okay, you throw races, right? You throw big-time races. Then you just throw a real big one.
Right.
Okay, if the track called it, have you ever had for any reason, if the track say that's it, what happens to the remaining people in the shootout?
I mean, usually they was just split. If they won't let the race go on, usually they will split. But me personally, I can't really get technical because I don't know the technical terms. Really, to be honest with you, that's why I try to put other people in place that kind of know more about it than I do. But
okay.
Personally,
what about
I would
Phil?
Think that they
Is
would
Phil
split.
I just want to know from people who throw races. Dog, you made a great point.
Phil Shuler.
You said.
Phil Shuler's on.
Phil Shuler, I know you ran NHRA shootouts most of all your life, the top things for. Is this correct or not?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Man, I want you to know, I want you to tell the honest man, have I called you? Is this anything just stated? Have I called you today? Have I talked to you since today, yesterday? Anything about what I'm speaking on?
No, sir.
Okay, I just want your honest opinion because I respect your opinion. What did Jesse James do that I didn't do?
I'll play it kind of like Jake did, nothing. To that point in time, nothing.
Okay, what time was I supposed to make the lane, make the call if the track said that, okay, nope, not granted. Let's take me out of question. What about if another shootout or the grudge race or anything that was in the staging lane when we wrecked? What happened to all those people?
If the track calls the race, it'd be just like any other time the track calls the race.
Okay, so then how did he become the winner and I become the loser? In your opinion?
Well,
right.
My opinion
right.
might be a little skewed because where I'm used to racing, there's a lot of rules that would make your car unrunnable. So
okay.
They could make that decision. In that circumstance, there's no one there to make that decision.
Okay, now time out. Listen. Take my car out of it, Phil. This is what I'm asking. If I'm fine with you not saying my car is not runnable, that is a fair assumption. You understand what I'm saying? That's perfectly correct.
Oh, no.
Not,
but even,
it's
in,
not a
even in that instance, some kind of final has to happen if there's going to
okay,
be
okay, that's all I'm asking. That's all.
Right,
listen,
right, right.
If
no,
my
no,
car
I agree,
can't
I agree
come there,
that statement. Right.
I'm fine with
right.
my car can't make it. And guess what? As they clean the track and people running and they call for Jesse James to be up in the staging lane, he rolls to the staging lane and get his trophy or take the beam or any fucking thing for that matter. What all I'm
no,
asking
right,
is
right. That's a legitimate question.
When was the final round? That's
right,
all I'm
that's
asking.
A legitimate question.
But I mean in this situation, who would make that call though? Who would make that decision?
Well,
but
in my
somebody
opinion,
got, now that, now that
the track
somebody,
closes,
somebody
I don't know how much of a
decision
there is.
Well, see,
that's my point.
So, Mark, this is where I did, now that you bring it up, it's a very good point, that I did that you didn't. We waited there till the lights turned off with our car ready to see what's going to go on. Do they need us to do this or that? They didn't. When
I heard the thing.
You knew I won. You congratulated us. You know what I mean? So even if there were two drivers that needed to talk about it, we were there waiting literally till lights turned off.
Listen, I understand. I'm cleaning up. This is the only thing I heard. I heard the track officials say that cleanup's going to take an hour to an hour and a half. That's all, folks. Thank you for coming out. That's what I heard. Regardless of how it went, I'm just asking for legitimate people of saying someone won and someone lost and it wasn't a final round. Let me ask you this question. Let's say the same scenario. Let's say the car that went down in front of us, God forbid it didn't, didn't even wreck. Let's say he blew the motor and had the same amount of oil on the track that I had that they did not want to clean up. And me and you still didn't get to take off. Or for that matter, me, you, or Sweetness didn't get to run again. What happens then? If the track says it's closed.
But that's a different circumstance. I get
it's
what you're doing, Mark.
Same
very
circumstance.
Good at what you, this is not a court. Like there's you're skewing
okay,
it.
Okay, let me ask you
it
something.
Because you're trying to make a good point, and I'm not too sure if you know that. Like you talk to a lot of people, and they kind of get off frustrated and upset. No, I get what you're doing. You're very good at what you do. I'm very good at what I do.
I'm very good at telling the truth.
I gave money back because
I'm not
cool.
talking
I ain't
about the money.
I'll race
you're
tomorrow.
Past
you,
that.
Are you a race to the bunk?
I'm
you know,
asking
so,
okay. people you, questions. What makes you the winner and me the loser? This ain't got shit to do with how I talk. This is a legitimate
well,
question.
The same way
what makes you the
race,
winner?
I wish I could erase you. You got the win because you told me.
I'm gonna say that.
And you should have.
Why would I
when,
not?
That,
okay, listen. Why would I not? Want
I gave you all your money back. It was a big smile across your face. We can skew it. And you can say you didn't say it. Whatever. And I didn't care. I was kind of like, you know what? These are good people, you know. Like I'm, you know, I don't want them to think I'm like this. I don't want them to think I think any of them anyway. I was just kind of like, all this confusion. I allowed the miscommunication because I should have just
I'm
talked to the people because Mike Hill doesn't speak to me. You know, I'm assuming since he's saying it's for you, I'm still upset. I'm not agreeing to it. So two or four didn't agree.
Nothing about this. But let me ask.
Now we're talking about something else. You know what I mean? I got on here to clarify what you wanted. Where did this communication? You wanted to clear your name. You didn't do nothing funky. Trigger Man didn't do nothing funky. Mike Hill didn't do nothing funky, but it got miscommunicated. And he didn't speak for me, but he said, he told you this, he told Trigger Man that, yeah. If he told me the same thing and I lost, and he's like, hey, they all agreed to it, I'm going to walk up, right? I didn't do nothing wrong. Technically, nobody did anything wrong.
Listen.
But I'm not
that's
upset
fine.
About it either. You
can,
guys
can you ask
it.
Me
like,
at one time that I said
subject.
You did anything wrong? This is what I'm saying. At what point in this conversation did I hear you say you took something or you did something wrong? I'm asking people questions that has been in similar situations or I'm pretty sure has more experience in it than I do. I'm personally not too great at being a shootout racer. I didn't ask Mike Hill because I didn't want to give you a biased thing. I didn't ask Jamie, but Jamie is a promoter. Y'all share some of the same like things. Jamie, are you still on? Because these are just questions. You don't get it personal.
I'm still on.
Okay, Jamie, let me ask you a question.
I would say just tell me what you want to say as opposed to trying to meet everyone there. You know?
It ain't about what I want to say. Jamie, my question to you is, in that scenario, if it was you versus me, how would you feel like it should have went? Just as a question, just opinion.
On the finals when they say the race is canceled and nobody, you couldn't get it off?
Yes. No, with the same scenario, with my car being tore up.
Man, that's a tough. That's a tough call. But like
it's
I said,
it's just a question. It's okay. I'm asking. I just like Bill said. I just want to ask your honest question, bro. It's cool. Don't take me out of play. I'm just saying what the track
already got to hear.
Because it wasn't like I didn't go up there. It wasn't like somebody wrecked after me and they closed the track. I just asked the man what time was he supposed to be up there. What time did he get the final? I mean, I just asked the question.
Right.
I mean, what would it be?
Well,
I guess it's just a question, Jay.
And I mean, you know what I mean? That answers, I mean, like I said, they – huh? I ain't got no battery in it. I can't crank it up. Mario, and that is, if you can't finish a race, I mean, it's like a split. But like you say, like Phil say, you know what I mean? It just, I mean, that's.
Okay, let me go back to Phil. Phil, can you come on, please?
Yes, sir.
In that scenario, with everything you said, biased or not, and my how it went down, you said it had to be some type of final. If it wasn't a type of final announcement, how does that play out if you were the promoter?
If you cannot race, here's the problem. If no one can determine if your car can race or not, because there is no test.
No, listen,
so
I don't care about
it. It would be hard pressed to say you have a winner, an awarded winner, when there was no race.
So in the case, what would you have done? So what would you have done, Phil?
As it's laid out in front of me, I would think you would have to do some kind of split or something, because the problem becomes is you can't say another man's car can or cannot run.
Right, that's the issue.
Okay, that's just my point. Okay, so Jamie said that.
The closing of the track after that is the problem.
But Mario, yes?
Honestly, like, in that case, I was doing something right quick, but in that case, Mario, like, yeah, like Phil say, you know what I'm saying, your car wrecked, everybody assume you can't go. But if I was the promoter and I had the money, you know what I'm saying, I would have done something different versus however it was handled last night versus, you know what I'm saying, giving the money away and you know what I'm saying, making my own call like that. I'm going to get to the bottom of, you know what I'm saying, like, coming to you or going to the whoever in the finals, I'm gonna get to the bottom of it before
okay.
I pay out
okay.
pay out the money like that.
I mean,
right,
I'm gonna come to you,
okay.
And I'm gonna ask you, Mario, do you feel like
drive. I'm about to get off? And,
okay, listen,
you guys, let me know whatever y'all want to
rock
do. Mario, you had some issue with it. I was at the trailer waiting for you with the race car.
No,
whether
listen,
you could have made it down, couldn't have made it down, there still has to be some type of rules for you to be safe to go down.
I don't think any of it is anything against you.
But,
nothing is against you.
I also trust Rock and Dog's decision
okay,
because
okay,
I went 20 hours on what you guys said. So
I understand that.
We'll catch up later.
Listen, okay. Still fine. I ain't going to stop with the fuck I'm going to ask you. That's still my point. Rock, how do you feel like it should have played out?
Yeah, I'm on now, goddammit. Talk to me now. Shit.
Okay, Rock, how do you feel like it should have played out?
Well, when I listened to what happened, I wasn't even really thinking about none of it, really. You know what I'm saying? I kind of left it up to the man I had running the shootout to do whatever was going to be done. I gave my part like I was supposed to. Like, all of those small details, I knew nothing about it. I knew nothing about amounts changing. I know what we talked about in my trailer. All of that.
Well, we cool on that. I'm not speaking
okay,
on that part.
No, but I'm just talking
I
about
to speak on the final.
So when it came down to the center, when I thought about it,
if you
would have
got
I said yes. I thought about when the track closed. Well, first of all, when you wrecked your car, I was more so worried about you in your car and you know
correct.
Feeling bad. You know, if you wrecked in my event, I felt bad about the shit, and that's what my mind really was. I wasn't thinking about the outcome and what happened. Or none of that. And then when I got the call, I mean, when I guess one of the guys.
Well, no, I said you ain't got to go for
no,
that. I feel like it is. I walked to you when I walked from the finish line. My car went past you on the tow truck. Did I not walk straight up to you? And what did I ask you?
I forgot. I'm here to go.
Okay,
I asked you.
I said, Rock, what are y'all doing about the final since you closed the track? What did you tell me?
I don't even remember, Mario. What
you said,
I mean,
Dog paid them. I don't know why, and Dog left. and dog gone. You said I called dog and dog said he wasn't coming back.
I did call the dog to try to get back, get him to come back. And then somebody from the Jesse James crew came to my trailer saying come down there because they had a discrepancy. I called dog trying to get him to come back, and he was already gone. And, you know, I guess I didn't know what all that was about.
Hey, look here. It's Mario's show. I didn't want to break in here. Let's stop beating around the bush. The only reason they closed the track was because the main event, Mario couldn't make it. Mario's car was already messed up. It took 2 hours to get the car off the track. They would have, if Mario could have said, I can make it back around there, they would have closed the track. They would have waited on Mario to get back around there. Mario couldn't make it around there because his car was messed up.
Okay, now, dog, that's fair. That's fair. But who made that decision? That's all I'm asking.
What decision?
Who made the decision?
Which decision, Mario?
To close the track.
Well, after they seen Mario, after they seen your car couldn't be fixed, they said it was you were the main event. You were the main event. What else really going on?
Okay, listen. Me and you can say
I don't know who made the decision.
They had two grudge races. Listen, they had two grudge races, one for $12,000 and one for $4,000 in the staging lane when we wrecked. So, hey, we had money in both of those pots. So you can't say to the people, you can't say what is or not a main event to the people. This is a racetrack. What I'm saying is nobody went down after we did because the track, no matter how it went, said that they didn't have enough time to clean that track up with the oil.
That ain't what they said, though. They said it was going to take an hour and a half to clean up.
Okay, cool. So when they said it was going to take an hour and a half, why say that instead of just taking an hour and a half? If it wasn't no big deal, why tell us it's going to take an hour? Hey, listen, do what they normally do. When it's about to rain and it's drizzling, hey, look here, guys, like it's going to rain for about 45 minutes. Y'all sit tight. We're going to go ahead and clean and blow the track out. We'll be back with you in a little bit. Why didn't you say, hey, man, it's taking me an hour and 45 minutes to clean the track. Y'all hold on. Go ahead. We're getting it done.
They were going to do that, Mario, if your car, if you
could
have been able to run.
So an hour and 45 minutes, I could have. Hell, it ain't been 35 minutes now. I got the whole front end off. All I need was a damn big well. A pig, whatever the fuck I got. I don't know what it is. No, I can come on.
I didn't make the decision.
You made a good – listen, the whole point of this shit is that everybody's making my point. When it's in their favor, it's common sense. Just now you said the perfect thing I wanted you to say. Come on, Mario, man. Be for real, right? But when a man don't act like he go out there and put his $3,000 up versus five, they don't say come on, man, to that. Okay, bro, you agreed to $3,000, but now you talking shit because we took $2,000 back. Come on, man. No, they didn't say that. They said, oh, technically, I've been putting my money up at 1 or 5 o'clock, and it was locked as far as I'm concerned. It's technical as a motherfucker all the way up until then. But when it's now, when it comes to technical to affect other situations, it's come on, man.
Are we having
a technical conversation? Or are we having a common sense conversation? And I bought the show. I don't give a fuck if you don't like it. Everybody who don't like it can fall the fuck off. I pay for this. I hear myself do it and record it back and play that motherfucker back until I get tired of it. Because I bought this motherfucking show. All I'm saying is you want to pick and choose when a motherfucker got common sense. And at the end of the day, people who got replica shows, replica promoters, even the promoter from fucking last night, get on here and say, y'all saying what I can't do. Y'all saying you could have cleaned the track, but you fucking didn't. That's the same thing with me saying I could have did this, but I fucking didn't. So you cannot award somebody something because somebody else put elected not for it to happen. Now that you can open up the mic, I can hear 1,000 opinions. Whoever don't like, I don't care what they say to me. They can say, Mario, you doing this and this. You can open up the mic. We can get this shit on. You're going to hear how I have to say it because now it's come on, man.
Yeah, because when I got the call last night, just thinking about it, it make all the sense. I mean, you didn't have a final round because the track closed. They said it was going to be 1 o'clock.
or so before they get it cleaned up. So they, the owner didn't want to, you know, didn't want to do it. He's like, man, it's going to be too late. We might as well go and shut it down. It's going to take them too long to get the track back together. So, and that was a conscious call on his end. And my end, I went with what he said.
The problem is, Mario says it, but don't say, the problem is, it's without having actual tech, there's no person that can decide his car could or could not be fixed by the finals or us.
And coming from me, I can tell you this, they didn't even give a final time.
I fixed a lot of shit to go make another round in 40 minutes, much less an hour and 45 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever. So I understand his point. Without someone actually, like, to make all of this way simpler, they could have called into the lanes and went up there and took the tree, and there would be nothing happening right now.
But they couldn't take the tree. Everybody
was being sympathetic. They didn't want to go put that pressure on Mario like that after he done wrecked his car, man.
Let me ask you, since when the fuck somebody start being sympathetic to Mario? When the fuck I get that memory?
Right.
To be honest with you now, ain't nobody was gonna go over there. That man and tore up his damn brand new car. You gonna go there fuck with him? Talking about getting up some damn way.
Come on, time out. There you go. So since we gonna say the come on man part, here goes the truth. Come on, man. How you gonna have a situation like that and somebody's gonna hand somebody something without consulting with somebody of the party? At the end of the day, yes, I wrecked my fucking car. It wouldn't matter if I didn't wreck it and I blew the engine and y'all didn't know it till it was time for me to roll up to the staging lane like I've done plenty of times before in a fucking grudge race, and I got punked out because. So what I'm saying is everything up until that point, dog, is speculation. Y'all didn't give me nor them a time to be there to say I can't make it. And then by the time I did get my car off the track, it doesn't. I don't know why I'm talking to the ass. What I'm saying is, by the time I get down there, regardless of how it goes, this is what happens. You're nowhere to be found because you're in your truck on the way home. That's not business. If it was any discrepancy or question, you should have hold on. You should have said, hey, both of y'all come here. Mario, your car can't go. I'm finna pay this man because that's common respect. You talked to me when you took my money, but you didn't talk to me when you gave it away.
Hold up! You said you gave it to Rock. You didn't give it to me.
Guess what, dog? You ain't heard what I said 10 minutes ago.
I understand what you're saying. That's why I went straight to Rock,
and Rock then alluded it to you. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't go looking for you. I went straight to Rock. And I ain't standing behind his back. That's why he on here. I said, Rock, what are y'all doing by the fines? You closing track. All I'm saying to you is, if we're going to be business, now, if we was running for all of Rock's money, if Rock put up $10,000 with no entry fee, whatever the fuck Rock's supposed to do is what the fuck goes on. So when I put my own money up, he don't have the whole decision on mine, neither do you.
You're right.
So one of y'all just need to figure out how to get my money back to me by tomorrow.
Well, I ain't trying to figure. I'm not going to try to figure out how to get nothing back to you, not me personally.
Oh, okay. But see, now everybody has an opinion. Now it's not what I ain't got, because now you don't have nothing to do with it. But you had everything to do with it when you had it. One time y'all want me to make the call,
and one time y'all don't want me to make the call. Y'all got to make your mind, whichever one it is.
Okay, guess what, dog? Every time you ever made the call, who the fuck comes out of being at the end of it? When my car, prime example, I handed you $5,000, and my motherfucking car was not wrecked. It wasn't about closing the track. When the track called for me to crank up and come in that fucking water box, I could not. What did you tell the other man to do?
Well, I didn't tell him. His team told me to go ahead and
You was running the same thing out in Michigan.
You told that man, come on and go.
He got seven minutes.
Mario, if you're going to tell it, I'm going to tell him the truth. No, I told him, was he going to wait on you? He said he was going to wait. The team told him not to wait. Go on in the beam.
Okay, and when he went in the beam, I could not make it when it was time for me to come. Not let me get to the back of the line because there was seven other pairs that could have went in front of me. But what happened? When he went in the beam, where my money went to?
Gone.
Okay, then. That's all the fuck I'm saying. So don't tell me I got to live with that one being right because I couldn't make a call that was sitting there ready, and now y'all going to tell me what call I can't fucking make. Once again,
So how much money are you supposed to be getting back, Marley?
$11,000.
How are you supposed to get $11,000 when you didn't put up a three?
Because I'm told that who won? What did he do that I didn't do?
I'm just asking.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
What did he do that I didn't do? We didn't have a final round.
Yeah, the only reason we didn't have a final round is because you couldn't make it.
I'm not concerned why y'all didn't have it. What time was I supposed to be there to make it? What time did y'all say final round was? What time was he in the lane? What time did he make it? Dog, what time did he go up there?
Well, we didn't have to. Come on, Mario. You're trying to be absolute on some stuff.
All I'm telling you is what fucking difference 12:30 went when the fucking track got on the mic. Not y'all. The track got on the mic and told everybody good night. It's too much oil. We're not going to clean it up.
Well, I can't
help it. Guess what? I ain't the only motherfucker that didn't close the track before. But that does not negate the fact that I lost. I didn't lose. I ain't the only bitch that didn't close the track before. What the hell are you talking about? People didn't hit the walls and all. They tell you, motherfucker, that's it for the night, folks. So every other shootout that couldn't get off, it's okay because the man who hit the fucking wall? For real, dog. Now you come on, man.
I'm coming.
Me hitting the wall does not negate the fact of that. Like I just told you, you saw fucking Little Country and Big Country duct tape a whole fucking car in 1 hour and 45 minutes. They ain't tell them, y'all get the fuck on out the track if you hit the wall. Come on, man. That shit ain't right. I'm just keeping it 100 with you. Y'all straighten it out. I'm just telling you what's real.
Mario, can I ask you a question?
You can ask too, sweetie.
Let me ask you this first. When your car wrecked, where did you go? What did you do?
What you mean what I did? After
your car wrecked.
My immediate reaction was I looked. When I saw it happening, I turned around back toward the water box. I heard everybody going and yelling. I sit down on that motherfucking step until I heard somebody say it. All I wanted to hear was nephew and Telly are okay. When they said them two people's all the case, I got my ass up and I walked down that track.
Is it fair to say that emotionally everybody was truly focused on the drivers and not really the race at that moment?
Yeah. The parties involved can 100% say that. And it's also safe to say that the other 15 or 25 cars that was in staging lane ready to do their thing, they hated it for me, but they still ready to handle their business. You don't make this about me, too.
So then,
hey, listen what I'm saying.
No,
this was,
I'm not. I'm
this
not. You say I can
race.
Ask two, so I ask my two.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
So it's not about you at all. I'm just asking to see, like, where the dynamic of the track is. Because we can say keep it business, but when emotions are over business, it's kind of hard to keep it there, especially with it being a certain individual. Certain individuals get more emotional connection than business connections at a track. I don't think it was intentional. I just think it was one of those things where it just was emotions were over business.
Can I give you a good example? Stevie Jackson, probably one of the most known, think about, baddest motherfuckers in grudge racing still to this day. His ass flew all the way across that goddamn track down there. They got his ass out the way, cleaned up their shit, and told them people, come on back out there. I mean, he's still on commercials. That goddamn Mustang still flying. They still talked about it, brought their broom and sweep out there, cleaned it up. They got his ass right on out the way. He in the ambulance. He's straight. He threw up his thumbs up, and them people's back racing it out.
I get that. I understand. But I do agree also that maybe the final round should have had an opportunity to get off. However, emotionally, like, where was everybody? And that was probably what overcasted the business aspect of the race.
I got that. And I don't know how much history you know about me, right? This is no lie. My hand to God. I'm a true fighter. I get with it, right? In 2012, August 26th, Mike Denham had a race, right? My daddy died. I went to the hospital. Then him dead. I watched him take his last breath. I went right out there when it was over with because he loved to do one thing with me I always did was racing. I went right out there, dried my tears up. I got back to the track that same afternoon, ripped my ProMart, and ran that race. People felt good for me. They sorry. They gave me their condolences, and the race still went on. So emotions with me ain't got nothing to do with business. When you put business and emotions together, it never turns out well.
This is where we are. 10-4.
Hey, dog. Mario.
Yes, sir.
I'm one of the ironclad, and I agree with you 200% because at the end of the day, when you get through sympathizing and being emotionally distraught, you have to take care of the business at hand. Because if you don't, that's where you get lawsuits and penalties and all of that. So I get it that everybody's main focus was the drivers. I get it that everybody was concentrating on, wow, Mario just lost his new car, da-da-da-da-da. But at the end of the day, you have to revert back to the business, and you have to hold court at the racetrack to prevent further situations from happening. So though you may get some criticism, I too am one of those ironclad that believes in put the business first. You know, you got to put the business back in hand once the situation has calmed. So I'm in
agreement. I mean, and that's like me. I could be sitting here crying and still typing on the internet, talking about, oh, damn, I tore my car up and all that. I appreciate everybody. I got my ass up 5 o'clock this morning. I'm doing what it takes to get back right. Because that's the business part of it. All I'm saying is give me the same respect on both avenues. Dog that had to make some hellified calls that was not in my favor because he had to do what was right. Not based upon if he liked me or not. He had to go forward with how the business is handled. When I couldn't crank up and the other man didn't want to wait on me because it was time to make that call, they didn't have to wait because the call was already set. I never heard of time. I never seen this. The track closed. What the fuck y'all want me to do? I didn't go there telling people to close the track. Hell, I'm still on the other end. The promoter on the phone telling y'all what they said, what him and the owner said, why are y'all making this about me? You can't feel that he didn't put all kind of shit together in 45 minutes. Hell, if they were going to take an hour and 45 minutes to do it, at that time, you can't determine what's right or wrong. All I'm saying is, if it's business, it's business. I did not lose a round. I did not lose to Jesse James. And that's just a fact. At 12:30, when they had called and the track was cleaned up and it was ready for me to go and I went there, then I lose to Jesse James. When Jamie couldn't get his tire together and they were, and the track called for him to be up there and it was time for him to go, that's when he lost to Jesse James.
You were not afforded an opportunity to forfeit the race.
That's all I'm asking. And somebody took it upon themselves to give away money that wasn't theirs.
Mario.
Yes.
Didn't Phil Shula enter a final round of a shootout after he wrecked his car one time?
He surely did. And I ain't heard a motherfucker cry about him yet.
He may have lost the race because...
No, that's what I said. It was a semifinal. And I piled all the parts on the scales in the same thing. But they kind of had tech, and they looked at the car and knew that structurally the car was not unsafe. It just fucking tore up all kind of shit. We had to weld oil tanks together and duct tape.
It didn't matter, Phil. Did anybody, what I'm saying. But guess what,
right,
Phil?
Right.
Let me ask you this question. Even though your car would have been safe and you could have welded up everything and you could have went to that line, if that car didn't crank up, what would have happened?
Oh, no. It did crank up. And that's so much fun tires. But, no, you lose. Right. No. Correct, right. You were never afforded a chance to lose, and I understand your gripes. I guess what I'm saying is
I guess that's the bottom line.
Regardless of what happens with this situation, it's a learning experience, like all experiences
mm-hmm.
like this are.
Sure. I'm just letting you know in this experience, it came at the point is, at some point, people got to put their big draws on and understand at what expense it is.
Why are we beating around the bush? The man on the phone, if you don't lose, then you, if it's a split, then it's a split. The man just needs to send you, have your money. Why are we going with all you talking?
If he don't win, he don't win. But like I said, when we were last night, I don't run shootouts, so I don't really know how that goes, and I didn't make the call one way or the other. I gave it to the guy that I know that can handle the business. My question is, Rob, if he feels that way, hold up now, Rob.
Everything Mario said, I ain't never said Mario said nothing wrong. I ain't never said he said nothing wrong.
Right.
But if he felt
that way,
last night when he got his $2,000, why didn't he say, hey, man, where the rest of my money
is? Because I didn't.
We splitting something.
Because you were not there. I already went to Rock. That's what you didn't hear. Rock will tell you. I went directly to him before I talked to them.
But when you asked for the two thousand, why you didn't say anything else about the rest of it though? I'm just asking. Why you didn't say nothing about the rest of it? I'm just asking.
I think he was punching about his car. I'm gonna be honest with you.
When I went to him, I said, Rock, what are y'all gonna do about the finals? At the end of the day, just being right, if I'm being on business, the same way it was not your deal to do that, it wasn't their place to talk to them two people. Because here's what I'm saying. If you would have stayed in the place and handled the business before you elected to this, well, whoever elected officials or Rock, you and Rock were the two people that handled money. So I have to speak to both of you all.
Right,
just
I agree
right.
with that. But my point is, you want to keep me involved on one end, but not on the other end. See now, y'all didn't care nothing about y'all bag the money that I ain't know nothing about that. But my point is, if you can take care of one part of it, why you can't take care of all of this stuff? If you know that you felt like you should have been out of the money.
Okay, dog. Here's why. Here's why you didn't have to come involved in that, because it already was an agreement with the people who put their money up. Dog didn't have to give the okay because Dog didn't have no money invested. The four people who put their own money up agreed to something. What position do you have in there?
When you went on, hold up, Mario, you already knew I had paid him the whole pot because nobody told me nothing different. So I paid him.
I knew that when I saw Rock.
Okay. All right. Well, once you find out that, when you went to get your $2,000 back, you should say, hey, man, what about the rest of the money? We couldn't finish it.
Right. You're right.
So when you went and got your $2,000, why you didn't send them about the finals and all that, and you just
because
you just
I,
couldn't
because
continue
I went
the show?
To the person, because I went to the person who was in charge of that I gave my money to. And he said he'd get to the bottom of it.
No, I said dog paid off is what I said.
Well, and you
said
you
were dog. I said dog paid the pot, and then I told you I would call dog. And then right then when you did that, Alan them drove up the guys.
And I wasn't there.
A discrepancy or something was going on down there, and I need to come down there because something about some money. And that's when I called dog, like, hey, I need you back at the track. They got a problem over here.
Wait, I just want to make this on record. No matter how it goes, dog, to answer your question, I went to who I sent my money to directly last night.
See now, if you're going to say it like that, yes, I got some shit on me. But like I said, if Rock was there and he knew I done paid the money off and y'all had to get something straight, well, then you say you gave the money to Rock and I was working for Rock. I done told Rock, well, I gave it all to Allen them. If I gave it all to Allen them and y'all were right there looking at Allen them, then if y'all need to get something straight, then y'all need to get it straight right then. Me coming back to the track wouldn't mean the shit. I done already gave him the money. Me coming back to the track wouldn't have did shit. What that would have been.
Okay, so does that negate the fact what's right or wrong? Or that
No, my point I'm trying to make is me coming back to the track, all I'm gonna do is come back to the track and say, oh, I done gave them the money. I mean if y'all pull the split again back, then y'all still right there with the people that's gonna either split again back. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm cool. I'm saying y'all just figure out how it goes. It's the same thing, dog. I mean, you know, dog, let me ask you something. If you go in a restaurant and you don't like the food or you don't like the service, what do you ask for?
The manager.
Okay, that's all I
the
did.
Manager.
And the manager's supposed to go take up with the party involved. That's all I did.
So why are we talking to everybody other than the people who actually
exactly?
You know what I'm saying? Like, why they ain't on the phone so we can talk to them about it? Because
if that's how it goes, that's just how it goes. That's the tough truth of it, if that's the way it goes. But I don't know the shootout. That's why I refer to the experts, in my opinion, to handle it, because I'm not a shootout guy. I don't know the finality of how that's supposed to run. But when it was explained to me, it makes all the sense. If the track closed, nobody could have won. It does make sense to me. I mean, if it's a heads-up race and the track closed, nobody can actually go down. It just makes sense. But my thing is, we're talking to the motherfucking air, because the people who got the money need to do the right thing, and we need to get them on the phone for that. Not everybody else who got to just want to talk. They talking ain't going to make no difference. And we need to talk to them, not to nobody else. Because if that's the way it goes and they run shootout, they should know that. I mean, it's a common sense on that. I mean, to me. But, again, I don't run shootouts. I just paid my part and did my job, which was to provide my money on top of whatever it was that was put up.
Right, and it's bigger than
no
me.
Doubt.
And listen, I'm only worried about myself, of course, but just having for the fun of what our grudging and what the grudge racing and the shootout racing does to our community. It was a whole bunch of people that had pools, all kind of shit, and they based their money off of decisions of the leaders.
Absolutely,
it's all kind of that's what I'm saying, and it goes that because you have to straighten the business on what's right. Well, guess what? Let me tell y'all a prime example why. The same way y'all had to make a conscientious decision that I didn't agree with because people had a camera on the finish line that I got to the other end before Sweetness, but at the same argument, if Travis cut a better light, my light went red, his went wrong, but in the root of it is, it's the fucking track's fault or the lightning's fault or whoever had the tree's fault, but at that point, all the leadership and rules, everything was in effect. I had to run twice for the same money or the same opportunity. I didn't have a voice then. I had to do what y'all said I had to do. So give me the same respect. Had that been right, we might not even had this conversation. But we don't know that because all that is what ifs, what could have been, and that shit don't mean a hill of shit. But y'all told me what I had to do, what was right. You got to rerun because that's the only way you can fix it. That's the only way you can fix it. Okay, well, then fix this.
Now, that's deep.
Yeah, why are we talking amongst ourselves instead of talking to the other party, man? I feel like we doing a lot of shit need to be.
All right, wait. Well, guess what? We can get off it then. Dawg, we appreciate it. We'll tune back in tomorrow. We'll give all the people the outcome of the business,
yeah,
the business handled correctly tomorrow. We can get the hell on off of here. Thank you, dawg. Appreciate it.